Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I had just written a poem to my brother for his birthday, recalling our times on our grandparents' farm in Idaho when we were kids. The next day, Fred Nelson did his comment about hanging out in downtown on 5th Street, cruising up and down and just being guys. I'm a little younger than Fred, but we did pretty much the same thing with Morrow's Drive-In on 5th and Broadway as sort of a gathering place. Then they made 4th and 5th Streets one way, and for whatever reason, that put a stop to that lifestyle. Fred's comment brought back memories, but my poem to my brother brought up emotions that I didn't know were hidden down inside of me. Oh, for the good old days. I opened this Times Standard a week ago Tuesday and was greeted by an editorial cartoon that really burned me up. The cartoon was a caricature of Rex Bone with a derogatory title. I've known Rex for 40 years at least, and he is about as committed or more committed to the welfare of this community by his actions in the sports field than anyone I know. I immediately emailed a letter to the editor, which was printed a day or so later. I called Rex to see what it was all about or what he had done to deserve that slap in the face. He said he had given a couple of interviews to newspapers detailing his stand on the legalization of marijuana. His association with kids of all ages would have been a terrible farce had he used or promoted the use of marijuana. That doesn't mean he can't take a position on the consequences or other factors in dealing with the situation. If you've listened to me over the years, you'll know I hate marijuana and its effect on people of all ages. But it's here, like it or not, and something has to be done about it. I don't usually like to get into national stuff, but I heard a while back that the IRS has issued millions of dollars of fraudulent refund checks to addresses all over the world. Not too far back, the Securities and Exchange Commission allowed a number of investment frauds to steal millions from their investors. Reports said they were aware of the frauds, but did nothing. No telling how many other departments, including agriculture, are giving away money or allowing fraudulent transactions to take place. It's time for us, that's you and me, to get on their case. I was involved in a minor fender bender, or door bender in this case, in Henderson Center at a busy time of day last week. I moved my vehicle off the street, but the lady driving the other car would not move, thus creating a bad traffic situation. I tried to tell her that you can move your vehicle as long as there were no injuries, and it was a minor accident, and the cars were drivable. The police support lady showed up, and she still wouldn't move her car. A passerby directed traffic until she finally did, and even some of the drivers wanted to ignore him. So, you can move your vehicle under those circumstances. My next comment will be on Christmas Day, so I'll say it today. Merry Christmas, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.